Well, it's that time of year again when folks start thinking about traveling, and maybe they think about flying. But people who buy tickets and get on airplanes lack imagination. Christine Seitz of the Duluth Playhouse says, you can fly, no ticket needed. Christine, good morning. It's so good to have you along with us this morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
We're talking about flying on stage. I can't think of anything that would be more fun. Every character I ever played was so earthbound. Tell us about it.
I know. There's very few roles that allow you to fly without wings, right? But yeah, we have our upcoming production of Mary Poppins, and it's flying, right? Mary has to fly, right?
Of course.
So it's really an interesting process that I don't think a lot of people would know about, but it requires hiring a professional company because it's very specific equipment, the battens and the pulleys and the ropes. So it's not something that a standard any theater would have. It's very specialized. And so you have to hire a professional flying company to actually come to your town, and they bring with them the equipment. And you have to rig your theater, so you need stage crew to get it all rigged up ahead of time. And then the actors come in, and with the rigging equipment, the fly company comes a fly director, a professional fly director, who
There's somebody who goes to cocktail parties, and people say, what do you do? And he or she says, I am a fly director.
Yeah, that's right. And they think flying planes, right?
Well, they either that or they think the little bugs that, you know, they're like, really? What can you teach flies to do? Okay.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, right. But you have to teach them. Yeah. You
do. All right. Yeah. Okay. So you have to bring in the specialized equipment. You have to bring in the folks that know what they're doing. And then does the fly director teach the actor how to fly?
They do. They
what
teach
a great job.
Well, right, yeah. I mean, it's pretty cool. But you have to teach the crew, because it's really, you know what, the flying is all the crew, kind of like the pilot with the plane, right? The plane doesn't go by itself. So the real instruction is your local crew that is learning how to manipulate the ropes to fly the actor. The actor actually gets the easier part, and the funner part, by the way.
Well, and I suppose part of a professional crew is that part where you hate to drop the actor from, like, 20 feet.
Yeah.
They hate that. Actors just hate that.
Yeah,
so tell me more about what the fly director does.
Well, so there are several companies across across our nation, and what they do is they come in and they oversee the rigging. They teach your local crew how to rig the equipment, and then how the equipment works, and they train them because it's like math. It's a precise process, if you will, pulling the ropes and stopping at just the right moments so you can land the actor where you want to. So they teach them that and how to gauge that distance, and then they strap the actor into a harness and hoist him into the air, and away you go.
I love that. Land the actor where you want them to. As though the actor really is just an airplane, you know, just a model airplane that you're trying not to crash.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. The real work is behind the scenes, as usual, right?
Yeah.
The crew that are actually manipulating the flying, of course, yeah.
So now you've worked with actors who have done this before. Have you worked yet with the Mary Poppins? Have you worked with the actress playing Mary Poppins yet to fly her?
Not flying. This is the premiere of Mary Poppins in our region, the first time that it's being done. People think that Mary Poppins is an old play, but it's not. It's a movie, and that they just recently turned into a play, like, you know, 5-7 years ago, into a musical, I should say. So, this is her first time flying. Allie Littrell, who has done many, many, many shows all of her life, but it will be her first experience, so she's very excited, and she goes up tonight.
Are you going to get a video of her first time in the air?
We sure will.
You've got to. Well, now, what about you? If you've done Peter Pan, what do the actors say after they get to fly for the first time?
You know, it is so exhilarating. It's everybody's dream, right? We all dream of flying, and to actually be in the air held by this harness and, you know, zooming across the stage, it's just phenomenal. It's just the greatest freeing feeling. Then again, you know, let me tell you that the actors getting the easy part, the people behind the scenes that are doing all the heavy lifting, if you will.
Literally. Well,
literally.
I gotta ask, you get your professional crew in there, and they're all there, and they're there to teach people. And granted, you don't get a professional crew in for free. You have to pay them to be there.
Yeah,
so they're
right.
there anyway, and mm-hmm. you're paying them.
Mm-hmm.
Do they offer everybody who wants to the opportunity to fly, and they'll let you fly for a minute? No!
No, you know why? Because, of course, there's liability.
No!
Right? So, there's a bit of a legality here that you have to sign waivers and...
liability, yeah. Crushing dreams and hopes and...
I know.
Since
and everybody would like to do it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Christine.
Reserved for the few.
What a fascinating, fascinating glimpse at something. You see on television, of course, somebody pulling a rope backstage and some poor actor, you know, crashing into set pieces and that kind of thing. But what a fascinating peek behind the scenes at what's really going on.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing to watch, actually. You know, it looks so simple from the audience perspective, but there's a lot of work and mechanics that go into it. And money.
Well, there you go. Well, if you are mechanically and theatrically inclined, maybe you want to run off and become a professional fly director.
Sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Christine, thanks a million for joining us. Really great to talk with you.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day.
Christine Seitz is the artistic and executive director of the Duluth Playhouse. She joined us to talk about theater on the radio. Radio Theater, Fridays at 8:30 on Northland Morning. Supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.